This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country, without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And it was a sweet Monday. Well, it's been a sweet Monday. I make no guarantees about how the rest of the Monday is going to go, but it's been a sweet Monday. Let me wrap up what I was talking about here, how Chris Wallace left Fox News for CNN, and the reason he gave to the New York Times is he's fine with opinion, conservative, liberal, he's fine. Everyone can speak. Just don't question the election. Just make sure you only speak about January 6th as if it was some dangerous coup. Remember to never become the controlled opposition the communist actually wants. The communist wants people on the right who will disagree with them. That way they don't look like tyrants, but never disagree with them to the point where it makes them uncomfortable. I brought this up before, circling back to what we were talking about several times throughout the show. We've been talking about it last week, about the Florida bill. The Florida bill that was very benign said, hey, please don't talk to my kindergartner about anything sexual. It seems like a pretty easy thing to do, right? And then Democrats freaked out about it. Well, the Republicans screwed up here. Granted, Heavy D, to his credit, he personally has responded very well.
And so we will continue to recognize that in the state of Florida, parents have a fundamental role in the education, health care, and well-being of their children. We will not move from that. I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
Okay, so he's been good, but I believe the Republican Party has failed big time nationally on this. And this is why. The Republican Party nationally, the RNC, all these guys, why am I not seeing national ads about this? The communists are furious about it. Okay, the communists, they do tell us all the time what they're genuinely scared of. Why don't we take advantage? They freaked out. They started putting up billboards that said gay across the state of Florida. They freaked out. They were talking about it on the Oscars last night. Anything that makes them that angry tells you they're scared of it. So wade into it. Every single Republican legislature in the country should have passed a similar bill at virtually an identical time, or at least proposed one. All of them. The communist, yes, he's very good at a lot of things because he's religiously devoted to destroying the country. So he's always on offense, never backing down, never anything. So he's very good at all that. But he's also really bad at telegraphing what hurts him. He's telling you all the time what hurts him. As soon as they get outraged about something, that's the communist saying, oh, geez, I don't like this. Okay, so if he's saying that, do it. Double down, triple down, never back off, ever. Look, we talk about how we oppose these people. How do we really, really oppose these people? What do we do to oppose these people? Well, we've got to do more than say no. We must aggressively encroach on the territory they have took from us. When you see Bill Gates talking about stuff like this, you must get aggressive in opposition to it.
But I read in one of the interviews you gave in the last week or two, it was just published, you said rich nations should move to 100% synthetic beef.
Yeah, unless we can make the cow zero emission, which, you know, I'm not sure we can. We do need to make to get rid of those emissions. And, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. The scale up and the innovation still required there is quite large. But yes, zero is a very demanding number. And it doesn't allow you to say, well, all but, you know, the 6% that comes from cows.
What should we do about that? Should we say no? Do you think no is enough? Do you think a megalomaniac like Bill Gates, whose policies would kill well over a billion people if he was allowed to put them in, and he would sleep like a baby at night thinking he was the good guy if he was able to put them in, do you think Bill Gates, do you think no will stop him? Do you think you and me saying no will stop him? Or do you think we should be much more aggressive with these people and be much more aggressive purging that kind of thought from society? You already know the answer. It is not enough to be against communism. We must be actively anti-communist. We must look at whatever walls they put up and say, well, you can say whatever you want, just not this. And we must charge through those walls. Not accidentally, not now and then. We should seek out the walls the communist puts up around us and blast through them at all times. Let's get to some emails. That's a little heavy. Let's get to some emails. Look, I know what we need.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Dear Dr. Jesse, I know you're a top five napper. I am one of the best nappers in the world. I figure I'm in the top 100 myself, and I sometimes start dozing off when I'm driving more than an hour. And one time I fell asleep while driving and luckily only drove up onto the curb without harm. Have you ever fallen asleep on the road or when you didn't want to? Thanks for all you do. Have I ever fallen asleep when I didn't want to? No, I will say I'm actually good at staying awake if I have to the point where I have very unsafely multiple times hallucinated because I've been so exhausted. Almost all these times were in the Marine Corps where they were punishing us and making us stay up late because we'd screwed something up or something, you know, 48 hours, something like that, 72 hours, no sleep. You start seeing things. People think that's a joke. Ask anybody. You'll start seeing things after a while. No, I can stay up late, but also, and look, you shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do this. But let's be honest. We've all probably done it to where you have a long road trip and you don't want to stop. You don't want to slow down. In some cases, a lot of cases when I was younger, we couldn't afford to stop. You know, a hotel costs a lot of money, or we can keep just driving all night. So what do? Load up on Mountain Dew or some kind of energy drink that's terrible for you, trying to get yourself through. Oh, I've been there. King Jesse, my wife is a Venezuelan-born dime, red-blooded U.S. citizen now, but she's not very happy with you right now. See, Latina women getting mad at you can normally end badly. She says she's sick and tired of your Maria Salazar audio clip you keep playing. Because at the end, Salazar says, "Of course!" And my 7-year-old son in the backseat laughs every time and says, "That's you, Mom." She says it was funny at first, but now she's had it. This comes after he picks on her about her helping him with his homework and not being able to pronounce January correctly. You can use my name. However, I'm risking it all if she hears this because as a Latina, she's about as temperamental as a wild hog. Sincerely, future dead husband, Sean. Sean, I apologize to you and your wife, and let me tell you, It won't happen again.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen. Thank you. gosh. All right. Moving on here. Let's play this little montage again of the White House walking back Biden stuff. I get the feeling they're tired of him.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The White House trying to make clear in the aftermath, or making very clear in the aftermath, he was not, in fact, calling for regime change.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there. You're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank.
White House officials are telling us that President Biden does not intend to send U.S. troops into Ukraine.
If chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO?
It would trigger a response in kind.
The United States has no intention of using chemical weapons, period, under any circumstance.
Okay. Well, what's happening there? I think I might know what's happening there. I have a guess. I have a guess for that. One more thing on Disney. We're going to get to the budget stuff. A lot more emails. All that's coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. But you did see that the White House put out a new budget today. Have you called Oxford Gold Group yet? You might want to do that sooner rather than later. Remember, we still have, oh gosh, this hurts to say, almost 3 years of this left. Even if we take back the House, Senate, and the midterms, we have almost 3 years of this insanity left. Get some gold delivered to your front door. Oxford Gold Group, they're completely laid back, easy to work with. I've sent my own father to Oxford Gold Group. That's how much I trust them. They will take care of you. Tell them Jesse told you to call. They'll take special care of you. Call 833-995-GOLD, and they will deliver not a piece of paper to you, not a phone call, not an email, real gold that shows up on your doorstep. 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call.
Spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, I want to play this for you again, this little montage from our good friend Curtis Houck. He does amazing work putting together stuff that really blasts exactly who these people are. The Media Research Center, they just do great stuff. But all the White House walking back of Joe Biden's comments, because again, back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, it's a major, major deal for the leader of the free world to call for regime change of anyone, let alone a major country like Russia.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
That's not a small thing. And the White House is constantly having to change things he said and, quote, clarify things he said.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The White House trying to make clear in the aftermath, or making very clear in the aftermath, he was not, in fact, calling for regime change.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there, you're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank.
White House officials are telling us that President Biden does not intend to send U.S. troops into Ukraine.
If chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO?
It would trigger a response in kind.
The United States has no intention of using chemical weapons, period, under any circumstance.
Okay. I think the powers that be, the heads of the Democratic Party, the billionaires, the media moguls, the big tech moguls, the people who really genuinely run this country and the world, to be frank, I think they're more and more seeing Joe Biden as a huge liability. Now, I don't know that they're going to move to get rid of him, but I can absolutely see a world where Joe Biden post-midterms is forced to resign. Remember, Joe Biden has become so toxic to his party that he showed up in a swing state, a critical swing state, Georgia, with Dome. Dome was with him. So that's president and vice president. They showed up and they invited gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams there to come do an event with them. That's a big deal for any gubernatorial candidate. Big deal. You get pictured on the stage with the prez. It helps. Look, believe me, it helps the old cachet. Stacey Abrams stiffed him and told him she had a scheduling conflict. Oh, Mr. President, I would love to be there, but gosh, you know, it's bingo night that night, and I can't cancel that again. It's bowling league night. I'm sorry. I can see a world. Better write this one down, boys. I can see a world where not just, remember, I've already predicted Fauci. I can see a world where Joe Biden is forced to resign after the midterms because the midterms are such a bloodbath and he's a liability. Now, I understand that they probably understand that this person is the backup.
If you could encourage our nation right now, what would you say?
I would say, first of all, thank you for being a fighter, for knowing that we have reason to have faith in what is possible, but we have to work to make it achievable. And that includes what folks did to get out and vote in 2020, because what that...
That is the backup plan. All right, let's move on to Samima. Oh, and did I tell you guys I came up with a new fun game you can play with your sons over the weekend? So, weather was nice here in Houston. Took the boys to the pool yesterday. And there's this big medicine ball that we have, only it's a water medicine ball. And it's 10 pounds, but it's designed, it's really weird. I don't know how they do it. It's some kind of science stuff, but it goes under the water, but it's also half buoyant. So you can like bounce it on the bottom of the water. I know it's very odd. I don't know how they do it, but either way, it's heavy. It's 10 pounds. And we decided, me and my 13-year-old James and my 11-year-old Luke, we decided we were going to come up with a game, and I came up with it. And the game was this. We were going to stand in a triangle, and we were going to throw this 10-pound medicine ball at each other. And when you caught it, it was fine. But if you dropped it, you had to do 10 jumping jacks in the pool. And I called the game Catches Like a Girl. And whenever someone dropped it, the guy who dropped it had to sit while he was doing jumping jacks, and the other two would call him girl names. It's a great, very healthy game for the boys. And I'll be honest with you, it was fun, and we had a lot of laughs. I mean, till the youngest, he ended up missing one, kind of went through his hands, and 10-pound medicine ball was probably a little bit too much, and he ended up getting hit in the throat, and that ended the game. The wife came out, and he was hurt. And so we can't play Catches Like a Girl with that particular ball anymore. But let me just say, public service announcement, highly recommend Catches Like a Girl for you and your kids. What, Chris? You know what? People have been wanting me to write a book. Forget about the one we're already writing. Let's write a children's book with kids' games. No, hear me out, Chris. Catches Like a Girl is one of those things that can catch on in this society. I feel like this is going to be big. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is the email address if you'd like to complain. Hang on. That's all I really want is girls. Two at a time. I'm Charlie Jeffers. It's a guess, guess, guess. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Gosh, it's been a fun show. I feel like... Correct me if I'm wrong here, Chris. I feel like I've been extra spectacular. What, Chris? I feel like I've been extra good today. I think I have. Well, fine. I don't need your opinion. I have my opinions of me, and let me tell you, they're pretty high. Pretty high. Jesse, according to the White House via Jen Psaki, Putin controls U.S. gas and heating and oil prices, food supply, our entire supply chain, elections, and inflation. So that leaves our border under Biden's control, and he can't even do that. We're in so much trouble. I mean, we all know what's going on with the Russia-Ukraine thing. As I've said, they don't want it to end. It's not that they're rooting for Putin. It's not that they're rooting for Ukraine. They're rooting for it to keep going. Because as long as it keeps going, you have a scapegoat. What's the scapegoat if Russia, Ukraine wrap up their Slav-on-Slav conflict over there? Who's the scapegoat then? Gotta have to go back to the unvaccinated or something, huh? Jesse, I dig your unapologetic style, even when you're busting on Chris, which I get being a conservative Jew. I also am a rare breed because 80% of my tribe are communists. I think Black Lives Matter is a vile, corrupt organization, and I say that with no white guilt. I'm in my car from work from 5 to 8 listening to your show. Makes my job more palatable, so thanks. Hope you enjoyed St. Louis, though by 8:30 you ran to your room to bed. That's all. All right, let's clarify something here. Let's begin at the end. Ran to the room to bed. I had an event this weekend for our great station in St. Louis, 104.9 The Patriot. Wonderful people. Jamie Allman's the morning guy there. He's just dynamite. And then he packed the place. It was packed full of people. And we show up, and it was just awesome, right? We're eating, having a good time. We gave a little panel, answered some questions. It's a good time. However, I, as you know, as everyone knows by this point in time, it's not a mystery. I love people. I love taking pictures. I love talking to people. I genuinely enjoy it. It makes me feel better. It reminds me that I'm not alone. I know it reminds you that you're not alone. But remember, there are people out there, as they're around people, their batteries get charged more and more and more and more. I know because I'm married to one of those people. You look at my wife after a couple hours at some neighborhood get together, July 4th, she's about bouncing off the wall. She's so full of energy. When you get me around a ton of people, the clock is ticking. It's not that I'm not having fun. It's not that I'm not enjoying myself. It's that there is a time limit. And when that limit is up, when that clock goes ding, Jesse's out of gas. But it's not antisocial, Chris. That's not what it is. That's a lie. It's not antisocial at all because I had a blast. I have a blast. I loved it. But by the time it's all done, remember, it's Saturday night. We already did Monday through Friday. Then Saturday, get up, fly up there. No issue. Had a blast. Hotel was great. People were great. But by 8:30, you know what I wanted? I wanted White Castle cheeseburgers like any high-class person would. And I wanted to go to sleep. And so by 8:30, you know, a bunch of people are going to hang around. A bunch of people went home, but a bunch of people are still hanging around because everyone's getting together, having fun, talking to each other, just networking the way we should. And that's good. And a bunch of people are still talking to me because I'm such a huge celebrity, Chris, that I'm going to attract a lot of attention at those things. But anyway, and that's fine. But understand that when I'm done, I'm walking towards the elevator, and there's not going to be any delay in me getting to that elevator and getting on, because you always have to remember, I'm a bad person. I'm rude. If you're mid-sentence when that elevator gets down to the bottom, if I'm out of gas, well, that's a personal problem, because I'm getting on that elevator and I'm going to my room because I'm done. So yes, at 8:30 when it was done, after I took a picture with everybody and shook everyone's hand and said hello, I made my way down to the elevator. Did somebody walk with me or several people discussing various things on the way down to the elevator? Yes, they did. And they were wonderful and they were polite and it was fine. Did any of that mean I was going to miss the next elevator up? Nope. I'm out of here. I'm done. Back to what he was saying, though. He said 80% of Jews. He said he's a conservative Jew. 80% of Jews are communists. Let me clarify something. And I spent a bit of time on this because it's a subject, you know, race and religion and the differences always fascinate me. That's why I talk about them all the time, even though they say you're not supposed to. Remember, my old campaign manager was a Jew. Family was very, very traditionally Jewish. To the works, Jewish foods and all that stuff. Chris, producer Chris, is a Jew. I just know a bunch of them. So I always talk about that. There's a lot more history to that than people realize. In a vacuum, if you're just looking at a snapshot of where we stand today, you can hear people on the right, especially conservative Jews, lament this fact. They'll say, oh, my people vote Democrat every time. Well, let's be clear about a couple things when it comes to Jews in America. There are the more traditional, more orthodox Jews, and they are not 80% Democrat by a long shot, pal. That is going to be more where you're finding people who are blood red, and I mean blood red, and in the majority of them. However, the majority, and this is just stuff I've talked about with my friends, the majority of Jews in America are not necessarily traditional and orthodox, may not even be practicing, really. It's just kind of something that's there, or more of a family tradition. If it's just something that's there and they're not really practicing, and I'm just going off of numbers here, the numbers say they're more likely to vote Democrat. But there's a lot more history there than just America. Going all the way back to communism, the rise of communism in Europe and the Soviet Union specifically and other places. You have to remember, and there's so much on this. I mean, I should actually do a history show on this. It'd be wildly offensive and spectacular. There'd be so many people complaining. But going all the way back to the Soviet Union and the rise of communism and whatnot, remember how horribly oppressed Jews were just as a standard across Europe. Now, I don't want to indict every nation. You know, there were nations like Poland where Jews were much more integrated into society. But then there were other nations. I mean, everyone's thinking Germany, right? And that's a big one. But there were other nations where they just really weren't. I've told this story before. I'd like to bring this up because it makes me sound very fancy. We went to Europe once. Granted, it's the only time I've been. And thanks to all the vaccine stuff, it's the only time it looks like I'll ever go. But we went to Europe once. And one of the places we went to was Prague. And we were looking at a map. As you can imagine, I dragged my family through history stuff the whole time. We're looking at an ancient map of Prague. I forget when it was. I want to say 15, 1600s, but don't quote me on that. And they had all the different parts of Prague laid out. And there was this crappy part of town that was real low. It was down by the river. So it was the part that would flood. That was the Jewish part of town. They even had it marked on there. Where are the Jews? Oh, down in the ghetto, separated out there. So this systematic period of oppression for Jews. And then communism begins to rise. And I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but a lot of Jews who had suffered a lot of oppression looked at the communists rising up and casting off these old regimes. They looked at the communists rising up as being against the same people who'd been oppressing them. I mean, you can say those are excuses. I don't care what you call it. Remember, there are reasons. There is always history to dig into that kind of stuff. There's a lot of history there. So you who wrote the email, you didn't say I could use your name, so I won't. But as a conservative Jew, don't be as frustrated with what you called your tribe as you are. I hear that a lot. I think there are more than you think. I'll put it that way. There are more than you think, and there are definitely reasons. All right, we still have to get to a couple more emails. I have a lot of headlines I didn't get to. So we'll get to that in a second. I want to read you something real quick first, though. Dear Jess, I wanted to share my experience with the Eden Pure. We bought the three-pack that you advertise. One was put in our family room in the basement, and one we put in between the dining room and the kitchen. My wife had one of those air fresheners that plug in. Well, the Eden Pure neutralized the plug-in. Didn't I tell you it takes the odors out of the air? But wait, he goes on. He says, the third one I gave to my son, who is a taxidermist. He has in a separate room with the dermostat beetles that are used to clean any and all particles of meat on the skulls when doing a European mount. You essentially put bugs on the skulls and it eats the flesh off of it. I know it's really gross and it stinks. I'll tell you, it stinks. He goes on to say, as you can imagine, there is a scent in that room. I installed it and it works. Eden Pure works. Not just for allergies, not just to kill viruses and mold in your air. Eden Pure will clean your air. Whatever's in it. They have a three-pack for sale for my listeners. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3, that's Jesse and the number 3, you get a three-pack for under $200. That's $200 in savings. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at JesseKellyDC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing is on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Also, remember, if you want to email the show, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The emails don't go to me. They all go to Chris. Look, I have people for that, Chris. The emails don't go to me. They go to Chris. But he does print them all out. He does print them all out, and he gives them all to me, so at least I do read the daggone things. Another thing, before I get into headlines and a couple more emails and whatnot, remember, we have to, in hard times like this, with inflation and everything else that's coming with it, we have to make sure we're remembering to give back, because right now, people are hurting. And maybe you are one of these people that are hurting, and you can't give, and that's totally fine. But if you're not, if you're in any kind of a place where you can give back, find something you're comfortable giving to, but make sure you're comfortable giving to them. I bring up Tunnel to Towers all the time. And honestly, it's not just because of their mission, which obviously I love. I mean, you're paying off mortgages for Gold Star widows. You're building catastrophically injured veterans' homes. They're even getting tiny houses for homeless vets. I mean, they really do blessed work. But it's because your money will always go where they say it's going to go. I don't even want you to take my word for it. Go look at all the charity ratings. Look up Tunnel to Towers. They're pretty much perfect. They're asking you for $11 a month. $11. Go to T2T.org. $11 a month. T2T.org. All right? All right, let's get back to a couple more emails. Hello to more. Death by starvation in Ukraine, 1932-1933, the glory of Stalin. Your thoughts on how it might pertain to Putin in 2022. Great show as always. Okay to use my name. I'm sorry, Chris. After Salazar said it that way, I can't describe him as anything else but Vladimir Putin.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin? What? That's funny. It's fine. All right. Anyway, look. Remember this, whenever you're looking at Stalin and Putin and Russia, one, there's tons of history there. Two, Putin has always been fairly open about the fact that he looks at a mass murderer like Stalin, and he views that as being the glory years of the Soviet Union, the glory years of Russia. He doesn't look at these Eastern European countries like Ukraine that used to be part of the Soviet Union. He doesn't look at this new way the world works and thinks to himself, oh, well, times change. He looks and he wants to get back to that. Of course it has something to do with that. Look, this is just the history of time. This is simply the way it always goes. It's the way it always goes. But hey, I mean, at least we know the media is going to be all over it. Remember when they covered for Hunter Biden and Joe Biden by declaring all that laptop stuff to be, what was it? Disinformation?
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and...
Yeah, you get the idea. Remember, all that dirt, or at least a lot of it, came from this area too. It's just, it's a dirty bit of business, all right? All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Disney has been outspoken on DeSantis' parental rights bill, but silence on the Uyghur genocide. Understand this. We bring this up a lot, and I'm not criticizing the article itself, but we bring this up a lot. Nike trashes America, but they still do business with China. Disney, they're trashing Florida's bill, but they do business with China or Saudi Arabia or something. We bring this up all the time. Well, it's not hypocrisy. They're not against this stuff. They're not against dividing a society. They're not against oppression. They're not against any of that. These companies, they're against America. They're not against anything else. They want to wreck the country. Why? Because they took over the education system decades ago, and now everyone from the mailroom employee to the CEO has been educated for decades on how bad America sucks. And they get into these positions, and they're trying to wreck the country. It's not accidental. It's not hypocrisy. They don't have a problem with oppressing gay people. They have a problem with America. White House to target billionaires with the new minimum tax in 2023 budget. Look, these people are going to absolutely bankrupt us. The last thing in the world we need right now is a new tax on billionaires. You know why? Billionaires aren't going to pay the taxes. You ever talk to a rich guy? I've talked to a few. You have any idea how many lawyers and accountants these people have? Do you know what they do with these lawyers and accountants? Their entire existence is moving this money here. This money goes to this fund. Oh, let's do this one through this LLC. Why? Because they're not going to pay vast sums of their money to the government. They are, however, going to find ways to kick down those taxes to you. Analysis. Fact checkers fail to react to new facts of Hunter Biden's emails. Look, we all knew the truth of the emails back when the email scandal was originally broken by the New York Post. It's not the media that covered it up. I mean, the media did, but that's not the major problem. The major problem, it was former heads of the Central Intelligence Agency who covered it up. It's time to start getting very, very, very worried about the people who are in charge of the administrative state of this country. Bill Gates wants rich nations to move to 100% synthetic beef. Says people must get used to the odd taste. No, I'm not going to get used to the odd taste. COVID lockdowns led to a huge spike in human trafficking, a survivor warns. Well, isn't it worth it if it saves one life? House set to vote on marijuana legalization bill, likely next week. People ask me about this all the time. You know what I think about marijuana legalization? I think it's inevitable. I think it's inevitable. Don't cheer, you degenerates. I think it's inevitable. I just the way all the states are going, and more than anything, the way the state and federal government, the way they're hurting for money, they're having these huge budget shortfalls. Look, it's not that they're all of a sudden going to be pro-marijuana. It's that they're going to look at the budget, and they're going to look at the weed industry, and they're going to say to themselves, we're leaving a fortune on the table by not tapping into this. That's all there is to it. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Download the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to have more fun. I promise you that. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.